Welcome to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast. We give you all the news, the leaks, and the rumors on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. I'm joined by the Professor of Gaming, Vikarth Shanthakuma.
The solid snake to his Nathan Drake. I'm reporting for duty.
And we're also joined by Jordan. Jordan, how are you?
Hey guys, how we going? Jordan. It's Jordan here.
Jordan is, what's Jordan doing?
Bye. He continues to gallivant from last week. But
he's just gallivanting.
Gallivanting. Yeah. No, he's a busy man as a teacher. He's got deadlines. So give him the week off. So it's just
gallivanting. The definition of gallivanting: to travel, roam, or move for pleasure.
that's Jordan in a nutshell. Just moving for pleasure, that one.
Or in a dating sense, to go about usual or discreetly with members of the opposite sex.
Wow, Jordan. Scandal.
Hold on. Anyway. I've stuffed that up.
Well, we can't have two sexting scandals in the 1 week.
No one cares about cricket 2022, bro. Come on. You had to mention it.
Just for the Aussie guys out there, we love you. Big week. Medium week of news this week. Do you think, Dan? Yeah, a lot of fun things to talk about, I reckon, though. Certainly a fun week.
Yeah, very fun week. Before we get into that, you've been playing Bloodborne.
Yes.
And I've been playing Returnal. You go first.
Yeah.
How many hours?
Probably at least six, you know, five or six. I'm just starting. Actually, yeah, I don't know. I'm for anyone who knows Bloodborne, I was just going to say the boss, but I don't remember the boss's name. But
first boss? Or?
No, it's like the third boss where you first summon the ghost. Like it's a co-op sort of thing, but I use the AI. So it's this big monster in the cathedral that I killed. So beat Gascoigne, Father Gascoigne and all that. So it's just
Bloodstarved after that. Beast?
I think so. Yeah. So a lot of fun. Like it's so funny because I finished Far Cry, like, and you know, whenever you finish a Far Cry game, you think, what can I possibly play now? I've played the greatest in gaming. I've got a huge gaping hole in my heart now. So I thought, what game should I play? And I thought, you know what? I just wasn't in the mood to really try anything else. And I just felt like Bloodborne. It was on the PS, the PlayStation Plus free games, you know, the PlayStation Plus hits. So that's great. I just got Bloodborne for free as a PS Plus member on the PS5. And then I realized my friend Mac got me Hades. And I'm like, I'm such an idiot. I could have just started Hades, but I'm already like 5 hours into Bloodborne, so I'm just going to finish it out. Loving it a lot. What I normally do in games is I'm so stubborn. So, I play the game the way I want to play it. And it made me very frustrated in that game until I started playing the game the way they wanted me to play, take my time, use shortcuts, upgrade my character, all that sort of stuff, which you'd think any normal sane person would do. But
how were you playing it?
I was just like, I'll just try to defeat the boss without like farming blood echoes to like level myself up a bit. I'll just take him on. Or like, I was just being a bit like, I wasn't taking the time to explore. So when I'd die, I'd have to like run through the gauntlet all over again rather than exploring and realizing, there's like shortcuts here that cut my time in half, you know, that I could just open up and make life easy for myself and things like that. Learning how to parry. Like actually concentrate on that rather than being myself who's very in like, you know, I just want to keep hitting. So No, but yeah, a lot of fun. Never played a Soulsborne game. So excited.
Really? Is it a bit dark for you?
No.
Dark and brooding and
not really. It's just got that. It's really cool. I love the setting. I love the enemy types. I just love the map. The setting and the map is like, you know, on this hunt and a lot to do with like, you know, obviously like sort of like a religious context. It's like really cool. I think it's good. I love it. Definitely not dark. Like, I mean, it is a dark game, but not like in a negative way. I'm loving it so far. The enemies are so good.
Cool.
I like it. What do you play, Dan Allen Gaming?
Returnal.
Ooh.
But I'm yet to return anywhere.
Mate, like, that's a good one. It's a good one. You haven't died yet?
I haven't died, mate.
Haven't died. How many hours
have you
been?
I'm never
going to
play it again. I'm putting it away. It's coming. The death's coming.
It was so funny because in the chat, Dan was telling us he was playing Returnal and he's like, I'm like 3 hours in and I haven't died. And then I said, I would say try and die soon. So I basically told Dan to go die. But no, it was top-notch advice because I said, you know what? You need to feel the pain of dying and losing everything. You just got to get used to that, you know? But the good thing about Returnal is once you lose everything, like
what
the things you lose...
You lose the gun that you had on.
No, and it's like artifacts, suit artifacts, all the money that you have where you can upgrade your suit, upgrade your weapons, like that currency goes down to zero.
So I should be spending it.
Yes, you should. Actually, now I'm trying to remember. Do you keep the currency? You only keep Ether. So save your Ether. That's like your permanent currency. But Ether is like the special. You might not have encountered it just yet. It's a special form of currency.
I think I have. It said use this Ether to...
Yeah, you might. I think the first one they force you to use
cleanse it.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. That's part of the tutorial. But save that. But everything else, lost when you die.
Dude, I thought I was done because I died to the first boss, but they gave you a second chance. They gave me a second chance.
So. You might have accidentally picked something up. That gave you you might have picked up a suit artifact because there's a suit artifact that's the astronaut. And if you pick up this little astronaut, if you die, because when you died, it might have just gone to black and then you wake up straight away. Like,
it was like an artifact. Yeah, you're right. It was an artifact. So you can get those in the game as a second chance.
From memory, I think that's the only one that can like save your life. There are other artifacts that do other things. I think there might be another artifact that saves your life too. But there are systems there that are non-artifact related. Like each biome has a area that's like a respawn point. So if you die, you go back to that respawn point with all your weapons and equipment and upgrades, but you can only use it once.
Yeah, because I nearly had the boss and then went down, but then I'm like, oh, thank God. I don't know how this happened.
Get ready for a very rewarding game.
So now I don't have to verse that boss ever again, do I?
Yeah, not freak, no. If you go to that place, you will verse a boss again. But you don't have to go to that place anymore because the portal's opened, right? But it's funny.
Yeah, right.
It's funny because like Bloodborne, just going back to Bloodborne, like I've been on, I think if you look at my Google history, it's just all Bloodborne related because they don't hold your hand in this game. They don't tell you much of the mechanics. Like
that's what I don't like about the entire series.
Yeah.
I like to be fed the information. Maybe I'm a baby.
But I'll tell you one thing, Dan, the information that they hold from you is not, there's not like, it's important, but it's not like it's heaps of info. It's just like one line things like this does this. And once you know that you're like, sweet. So it's not too much, but
yeah,
it's rewarding. Very rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah. This Returnal, man, I knew I was going to like it. I tell you what, I knew I was going to like it and I was just holding off. So I had a nice bit of period to play it through and now I do. So I'll smash it out in the next couple of days. Phenomenal gameplay, great audio. Oh, that audio, man. So you know that part at the start, 15 minutes in, where you're supposed to die? I was frightened by that enemy. It's not really that hard of an enemy now, you know, a couple of hours in. I'm sure you see it a lot often. It's just a basic enemy. But at the time, it's freaking creepy because you're really enclosed. I don't know how I got away with it. Like I was low on health. I got away with a win there, but the audio that comes on, man. Oh.
How good is like the visuals? It's very like Edge of Tomorrow, like the enemies and the tentacles and like the projectiles. Oh man.
Very inspired by Alien.
Yeah.
Which I love.
And just like how kinetic the game is, the quick reloading.
I love all these particle effects, man. It's literally a combination of third person shooter, which I love, with their other games like
Resogun. Do you see what I mean by it's basically a Resogun?
And they're two of my favorite genres. So, you know,
it's
a match made in heaven.
This is Now, this is why I think it's a travesty that Returnal's not up for Game of the Year.
Yeah, I can already see. I can imagine what's ahead. And yeah, this is already better than Metroid Dread.
Yeah.
This is already better than... What was the other one we said should have gone?
Ratchet? Psychonauts?
Ratchet. Oh, yeah. Ratchet's a tough one.
Look, I love Ratchet, but I would put Returnal above Ratchet any day of the week. Although I loved Ratchet.
Probably... I haven't finished it, so I can't say. But I'm this loving it.
This is the thing,
so
right? They're both platform exclusives. Like,
Oh man, I'm loving this game, man.
Phenomenal.
It's gonna make the top 10. That's for sure. Easy top 5 probably.
Yeah.
Can already tell. Can already tell. Having a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing at the end of the year a top 10 games of 2021. Going to be doing, you know, favorite games we've played, all sort of lists and stuff for the year, so it'd be good fun to do.
Everyone loves a list. Now guys, just quickly, if you can leave a 5-star review on the podcast on Apple or wherever you Google or wherever you can leave a 5-star review, send me a screenshot of it and I'll give you a free PS5 game. How does that sound? First 3 people to do it, we'll get a free piece.
Whoa.
Okay. And I'm also going to give one away right now. So get your pens out. Whoever's listening to this first, we know is an OG, is a legend. So they're probably going to get it. So here's the code QJR42CN96B3A. No, it's not for you, Vic.
Hey, I get it before the recording goes live. I can take it.
You're funny.
I want to see.
I don't know what that game is. I got like 50 games here. I don't know what they are. Some of them are good. You might get lucky because I know Ratchet's in here somewhere. F1 Crisis is in there. Kena. Like, there's some decent games here, but then there's also a couple of indies. So I don't know what that is. So good luck, whoever gets that, and let us know what it is. Okay, Vikarth, into the news. And Avengers has released Spider-Man gameplay.
Spider-Man.
Man, how good does this Spider-Man look compared to Insomniac Games, man? He looks like a giant, for one. It's almost embarrassing, Vikarth. No, really.
It's weird because when they get webbed as well, like the whole body gets webbed, it's strange.
Dude, it's embarrassing. Like, I understand he has to swing off invisible walls because some of the maps you're in the desert, there's nothing to swing off, right? And they can't design it around him because it's a platform exclusive, and they can't give him missions because it's PlayStation exclusive, but it's just embarrassing, the whole thing. This hasn't helped it.
Basically,
I thought this would push a lot of people in. And it's not going to push anyone in. I don't think.
That's the sad thing. Basically, there's no story missions. It's all going to be cutscenes, and basically, it's going to be everyone's favorite way of telling stories. The story will be relayed through audio logs and illustrated cutscenes. So you have to complete generic challenges to unlock these things.
Generic
so,
challenges, mate, dude. That sounds like a lot. Of fun generic challenges.
Look, they did the best they could because I think if they did the whole story thing, they would have copped a lot of flack from like Xbox people saying this is unfair. So they had to be like, here's Spider-Man, but there's not much impact. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's sort of what they tried to do, but yeah.
I can't he looks big to me. Am I like is it just am I getting this wrong? Or?
It's just maybe it's just like the art style of it.
He's bigger than the enemies, man. This guy, isn't he supposed to be like a kid?
Oh, maybe like younger. Maybe he's in the adult stage.
Yeah, I guess. But like, guess he's what, big, Dan? Like,
guess muscly. What? Even though it's generic audio logs and emails, don't worry. There's 40 skins. Available for Spider-Man.
Thank God.
40 skins. So,
you know, it's funny. Really that, good. That video, whoever does that on YouTube will get 1 million views just because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, and they're smart for putting the skins in.
Speaking of Avengers skins, Dan, someone added I think it was an Avengers player. Mm. He added how much every single skin in Avengers, how much it'll cost if you bought all the skins in Avengers.
How much does one skin cost?
I don't know how much a skin is actually, but it might differ.
Will we say $10? I don't know.
How much do you think? Remember, Spider-Man just released and there was, what, 50 skins?
$2,000.
$3,400. $3,317. So
that's more than if you bought everything in the Warzone shop.
True. Now, this is a funny stat. It's outrageous. You know, but I sort of agree with what the thought process behind this is basically, yes, it's a lot of skins, but it's basically it's not intended for someone to buy all of it. It's just completely optional and that people have choice. So they have all the skins across the board. They can buy whatever skins they like.
Can you unlock them through gameplay?
I'm not too sure about that.
Because in Spider-Man PS5, PS4, whatever, Insomniac Gang, Spider-Man. Mm,
you can, yeah.
You unlock them all through gameplay.
That being said, the suits are part of the gameplay. You know, they weren't purely cosmetic. Remember, the suit came with suit abilities, which, yes, you can transfer onto other suits, but that was the whole point. And I guess the other thing is, like, look, you know, all the content and the post-release expansions, like the Spider-Man DLC, it's all free. Don't need to spend any money on that. Although we did have the whole XP and resource boosters thing, which they've removed now. So it's a bit of a,
man, this game, a love-hate relationship. This gameplay is so saddening. Isn't it? You're literally versing the same robots in a different room over and over for hours and hours.
Well, that can be fun. That honestly can be fun if they did the gameplay loop right, but I don't think they did. So I'm just very interested to see where this game goes. What are Crystal going to do? You know, where are they going to take this?
Look at these bullet sponge enemies, man. This is not appealing. Anyway, right. Moving on. Battlefield 2042.
Yeah, well,
we reported that it's in the top 10 lowest Steam reviews of all time.
Yes.
Which wasn't good, but it was also, okay, Vikarth, it was also really performing well in terms of how many players were playing it on Steam. It was in the top, right?
Well, that's how it got all the dislikes, didn't it? Because everyone played it and disliked it. I mean, you're never going to get a Battlefield with a low player count. Like, everyone's going to check that out.
So, and these sales charts for the UK settles for third place.
Yeah, the physical game sales chart for UK. This is physical. Yeah, it did beat COD. It debuted in third place. Vanguard is below at fourth. After being a top for the last couple of weeks. So it's just been dethroned slightly. Number one and two are Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. So that makes complete sense because obviously Pokemon is a dominating force. Man. Five, you got FIFA. Six, Miles Morales somehow made it back in the list. Seven, Mario Kart.
You know why. The trailer.
Yeah, good point. Number eight, everyone's favorite game, Far Cry 6. Number nine, Pokemon.
For the new Spider-Man movie, by the way.
Number 10, Just Dance 2022. GTA 5 is at number 27.
Thank God.
The lowest we've seen it go. Now, probably because everyone's buying the Definitive Edition instead and then swiftly returning it once they realize how terrible it is. But that's probably the reason why.
It's not physical. How do you return it, man?
That's a good point. Maybe, obviously, it's just people.
They don't do refunds, do they? The PS Store? They do refunds?
No, but it's funny because Rockstar announced that they're bringing back the original ports that they took down for the trilogy. They're bringing them back.
They did do an update. Did we report on it? They did an update.
That's coming up.
Okay.
Which we will talk about.
Let's talk about it. Yeah,
well, just before that, 17,000 negative reviews on Steam. So pretty brutal. I think for me, like, this just, when did it become the norm to release these broken games? Like, I know it's been like this for a while.
They're not going to get away with it anymore.
I mean, but everyone does it. And then you keep doing it. And then, like, you know, is this not the most common statement you've probably heard in the last 2 years? In the coming weeks, we'll have more to share about upcoming fixes, chat balance changes, and enhancements. Over the next 30 days, we're going to schedule to release two further updates, delivering more fixes and improvements that we've identified. And larger, you know,
yeah, but
this is quoted by
when the next Fortnite comes out, these guys are going to get smashed.
I know, but what I mean? I'm just saying those statements,
they're going to be left behind.
Cyberpunk said it. This game said it. There are so many games that have just released in a really terrible state that always say this sort of stuff, that there's a roadmap to fixing the game. And I just hate that this is becoming more and more acceptable.
It's not good enough.
Yeah, it's just not good enough. And that's why I'm not buying it. So really sad, because they had something going here with the momentum that they had and Call of Duty Vanguard being soft, and not in the way 6 Days Fallujah makes it soft, but in terms of sales and critical reviews. So I just think they had a perfect opportunity here and they really screwed the pooch. So that sucks.
Still selling because of the Battlefield name, and same with Call of Duty. But their numbers are not what they predicted or hoped for, I'll tell you right now. Mm. And it's the same for probably GTA Trilogy as well.
Exactly.
So they're, you know, if their bottom line is affected, then we'll see.
But going on to the GTA news we were just talking about, so a lot's been happening there with basically modders trying to fix the trilogy itself. We know that Rockstar released a formal apology. They apologized for the state the game is in. They are bringing back the original ports. Now, I don't know the full thing behind that, but I'm pretty sure they're bringing it back to all platforms as a way to appease the fans, obviously. They've released a patch 1.02, which has an insane list of things that they're fixing. So many bullet points.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so
there was a lot fixed.
Yeah, but, you know.
The problem wasn't so much the bugs and glitches, was it? It just felt like it was other aspects of the game.
No, it was the bugs and glitches.
Yeah, I know it was, but it was also like the way they built the game was the inherent problem.
Yeah, the way they enhanced the game and all the bugs and glitches. Also, we got news from VGC that there's modders that are deciding to fight Take-Two's lawsuit. So basically, these modders reverse engineered the GTA 3 and Vice City code. They ported it. Well, they got the ports as well. They included bug fixes, rotatable camera, controller support, widescreen support, no loading screen between islands, and Take-Two are suing them to oblivion, basically saying, you know, they don't have the right to copy or adapt or distribute derivative GTA source code. And the modder's defense is basically that the mod itself contains reverse engineered source code from the original. It doesn't actually contain any Rockstar created assets, music, dialogue, imagery, meaning players need to own a copy of GTA 3 to build their own port. So, look, I think going by history, these big companies are going to win. But it's nice to see that modders are standing up for it. And, look, I'm all for, like, protecting your asset. Like, you know, this is Rockstar created this, so I'm all for protecting their assets and their copyright protection. But it's just when a single modder can do a better job than an entire team, you just got to shake your head. Like, that is...
And they're going after him. I'm really not starting not to like Rockstar, man.
But, like, let me put it this. Since when, after GTA 5, since when was Rockstar ever a friendly gamer company? You look at Take-Two. You look at the casino in NBA 2K.
They put a casino in GTA. You know that.
Yeah, like, to them, GTA is clearly just a product. GTA 5 is clearly just a cash machine, which it's earned that spot.
Well, you don't think it's a passion project?
Not anymore. Dan Houser's left. GTA 6 is purely, I can guarantee, all they talk about is the potential profits they can receive from this game, right? Yeah. Because GTA 5 is their big moneymaker. They think about 2K the same way. Look, you know, Mafia 3, Red Dead, I understand they could be seen somewhat.
But to their defense, everyone would say that. But
I don't see it as a bad thing. Like, this is companies are there to make money. That's their first goal. So, you know, it just is what it is, you know. And
the problem is if they put their resources, like, look what they did with Red Dead. That felt like a passion project. And it was... whether you like it or not, it is a slow moving title. It's one of the best stories told in gaming, and it's one of the most detailed games ever made. So, you know, and I would give it a 10 out of 10. Now, we'll see what they do down the line, but I don't know, man. GTA, they've had a few misses lately, so.
Don't worry, man. GTA 6 is going to come.
And then it'll be washed away their worries, yeah.
Even before that, Dan.
That's a sad thing, because you and me are going to buy it no matter what.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Watch GTA 5 come back to the top of the sales charts in a month.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I when did it become so mainstream? Like, when did it become the biggest game ever? Like,
yeah.
It just, I know Minecraft beats it, but it's the second biggest.
It was when GTA Online started really gaining momentum. Because now that's what no one's.
It wasn't that big for San Andreas back in the day.
Yeah, but this is the thing. No one's playing GTA 5 for the campaign. Everyone's playing for the GTA Online.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate hub world, in my opinion. They've done a brilliant job. You can do every activity you want in that game and do it with friends and go crazy, you know?
Mm. I spent most of my time on the golf course. On GTA 5. Far out. Eight under, I was pretty impressed through nine holes. It's so stupid, man. You look up, someone got like minus 16 on that course.
Just albatrossing and birdieing everything.
Yeah, I'm looking at these changes now. There's quite a few. So they are fixing it, fixing some issues, but I've started to see like some other people pop up saying, so not defending them, but saying like, what did you guys expect? It's a remaster, not a remake.
I agree, but look, in the past, people have unfairly put remasters to the standard of a remake and negatively sort of criticize a game. But this game is bad from a remaster perspective. Let me put it like this. If the PS2 version, the original version, looks better than the remastered version, that's saying something, right? These character models look terrible. All you have to do is look at the photo of CJ's girlfriend. The rain blocking the whole thing. That's not a remake thing. That's a remaster thing, up-raising textures, you know? The misspelling of signs, you know, textures not matching, draw distancing. That's not remake stuff. That's all remaster, up-raising, just, you know, uplifting the game, giving it a facelift. And they've done them terribly, you know? Look how bad the character models look, you know? Look how janky it all looks. Like, this isn't... I think what they've done well. Like, the textures on the cars look pretty good and the reflections, and they look good. But, man, just... Yeah. They should have... You know, and it's what is crazy to me is there are actually mods on the GTA 5 game that has the full, like, you can see screenshots of, like, the Vice City map that mods that people are working on. Like, Vice City, the game, on GTA 5 engine. Why couldn't they just have done that? I know it's a much bigger project to undertake, but, man, how good would that have felt if they did that? Like, seriously.
I know. Anyway.
Look, oh, well.
We've had a lot of sad releases lately, feels like.
You have.
Doesn't it? That's why it's good to go back to Returnal, play that, play a good game.
Play a good game. That is.
And then after Returnal, I'm going to smash out Guardians. So that'll be fun too.
Yeah, that'll be good.
You going to play that this year?
Yeah. End of this year, I think, when I'm back in Melbourne. I reckon, Dan, you should also play Mass Effect Legendary Edition.
Yeah, that's for January. Now, another game I want to go back and platinum and play more of is Hitman 3.
One
of the best games of the year. There's no doubt about
it. I agree.
And now they've come out and they're going to say there's year two content.
They've said, yes.
New map, storylines, modes, new ways to play.
Yeah. And
they said that Hitman 3 was the most successful Hitman in history. Bravo.
Well done.
After 1 year.
50 million players. So
have played the trilogy.
The trilogy. Okay. But that's a good number. That's
a great number.
Yeah, that is
Let's be
number.
Honest.
So this is from Push Square, and basically They're also saying that there's this elusive target arcade. So we've always seen the elusive target mode, but now they have this arcade mode where apparently you can put modifiers and make your own sort of contracts and that sort of stuff. So that's like so much fun. Like if you ever play like Hitman,
so good, man.
If you ever play like the escalation missions on Hitman or the elusive targets, like really good content, really good content.
It's gonna be a major update with a new map. Level back in
Absolution.
Absolution.
I did. I made you a contract.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the shooting range?
I'm going to make you a level in this one when it comes
in. I'll play it.
I'll make it fucking hard. Excuse my language. I'll make it so
I love a challenge, mate. I love a challenge. But
it's going to be 50 targets in ones. No. I don't know what the limitations are, but it's it should be fun. And they've obviously got the Project 007 James Bond game. I mean, they're flying. They've opened up a new head office somewhere, or they've expanded. Like they're flying.
They're going well,
really well.
Yeah, I'm excited for these guys just to see.
They're
the ceiling.
You know what they are to me? They're the next like CD Projekt Red to me. They're getting to that level.
Yeah, seriously. They just need their breakout Witcher 3 type game. Because don't get me wrong, Hitman is a phenomenal trilogy, and I think it's
not going to reach those.
But it's not the Witcher, you know. Yeah, they need a Witcher 3 game, and maybe 007. Maybe
could be if it's good.
Have you seen No Time to Die?
No, have you?
Not yet. Want to see it?
I'm going to see it soon. I'm going for all the James Bond movies at the moment.
Oh.
So I've just watched Casino Royale. Great movie. Mads Mikkelsen.
Pierce Brosnan.
Do you know Mads Mikkelsen from
Death Stranding?
Death Stranding.
I've never known him elsewhere. Only Death Stranding.
That's the first thing.
He was also in Doctor Strange, Dan. Great Marvel movie.
And do you know why I bring up Kojima?
Why, Dan? Tell me.
Because he's launched a new film, TV, and music division for Kojima Production.
These have been some nice segues. I know. They're pretty good. Pretty good. So basically, Kojima Productions launching a new film, TV, and music division in LA. And this is initially reported by gamesindustry.biz, my fave. Basically, it's going to be in LA. And now it's going to be led by Riley Russell, who he's been at Sony or PlayStation for about 28 years, I think. So a long time at PlayStation, working in various roles. He was the chief legal officer at one stage and a VP of business affairs. So he's got that high level studio leading experience and managerial experience. And basically Russell said, quote, the new division will be tasked with working with creative and talented professionals in television, music, and film, as well as a more familiar games industry. And
I see him doing like an anime for Netflix and probably movies, anime style. Because I look at all the posts he does, because he loves movies, Kojima, and it's always Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I didn't notice that, but that's interesting. Yeah. I think the other thing is Russell goes on to quote, the team has as its charter the goal of expanding the reach and awareness of the properties now under development at Kojima Productions. So it's all about the Kojima Production titles. Are we going to see Metal Gear? Are we going to see Death Stranding? You know, even Zone of the Enders? I don't know. No. What are we going to see?
Something new.
Something new, I agree. I definitely agree. That's Kojima's vibe. He's a huge movie buff, loves to direct. So I can definitely even see a live action Dan and, you know, him having a gig at directing like a TV show, a Netflix series, that sort of thing.
He should. He loves it. I don't know why he hasn't done it already. I mean, maybe this is the first time he's had the opportunity or the funds or whatever. So, because he loves movies, you can tell. Like, he's a geek.
Yeah.
Like, he's watching movies every day, this guy. Always recommending stuff. So, he's got some belter tweets, man, Kojima. You got to love his tweets. Like they're translated slightly off to English.
That's what makes it so good.
Look at this man. His actual Twitter description, game creator, 70% of my body is made of movies. I didn't make this up.
Yeah, that's good on him. I'm excited. He's sort of the shackles have released because I feel like he always had to come back to Metal Gear. You know, he never had that freedom because every Metal Gear since Metal Gear 2, he's always said, this is my last one, guys. This is my last Metal Gear.
Really?
Yeah, he's always said that.
Why does he do that as a
I think
troll?
They just no, because he I think he genuinely just wants to move on, and you know, they obviously
yeah, has anyone ever asked him if he wants to come back to it? I don't know if there's
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I want from Metal Gear. I'm just waiting for this remake, but I don't know what I want from
that remake is happening. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, Virtuous.
That's definitely happening. Like that's been a rumor for months. I expect to see that next year, some point, some sort of reveal.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of reveals. He's done it again. Multiverse
was
revealed.
Yeah.
And it's the Warner Brothers free to play 2v2 platform fighter, Vykarth, you and me.
It's
Batman
true.
And Ace. Superman. Mate. Here we go, baby.
Dawn of Justice. Here we go.
We are going to dominate the leaderboards in Australia. Who are we going to be versing? A total of 13 characters. Arya Stark, voiced by Maisie Williams.
Yeah.
Very great. Batman, voiced by Kevin Conroy. And then you can go down the list, but great voice acting talent.
Tara Strong, John DiMaggio.
Yep.
You know, you've got all the original voice actors for a lot of this stuff. So Finn from Adventure Time, Bugs Bunny, Steven Universe.
And they've started the roster very small.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good idea. And they bring in DLC constantly with new characters, new maps.
So there's a 2v2 co-op mode. There is 1v1 matches, free-for-alls. This sounds very PS All-Stars.
You don't seem that excited, man. This is the next best thing.
Because it's not All-Stars. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
This is literally the best you're going to get.
No, we're going to get more, Dan. I'm excited about it, man. Kojima's going to release it. He'll save my soul, all right? The other thing, what I'll say is, it is very, 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 very much a clone. Like, it is a clone. Like, if you look at the blocking, the way it's a very big clone of Super Smash Bros., which is not a bad thing. You know, that's just what it is. You know, if you think about it, every Battle Royale is a clone of each other. They just change the mechanics and the setting. And
this is something. Pretty close.
Yeah. This is pretty close. So, this is, you know what? That's why I loved All Stars so much, because it wasn't a clone in a way that, like, you know, there was no percentage meter and that sort of blocking style. It was, you know, you gamble, you level 1, 2, and 3 for instant kills.
I love
kills.
The level 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. I love that system. It's such a good gamble. It's such a smart idea. Like, anyway.
Yeah. Why didn't it take off?
I don't know.
Why didn't it take off, though?
Probably because
if that game came out now,
was weak.
If that game came out now,
it'd do well.
Would it do well?
It would.
You think it would?
Yep. If they announced it, made a big deal of it, put hype, added all their first party characters, it'd sell like hotcakes. Hotcakes.
Really? Are you talking like Spider-Man gets in there as well? And
Spider-Man, Ellie,
that's logistically
Joel,
not possible.
Jin Sakai, Dulson.
I'm guessing they have to license each character. Like
it's
Warner Brothers, they've got the rights. It's easy, you know, with this game, multiverses. But for someone like that
no,
would be,
but think about it, Dan.
What?
Think about it. Sony first party, only Sony first party characters. You have Aloy, you have Astrobot, you have Kratos, Ratchet and Clank, Nathan Drake, you have Returnal, you have Celine, you have Jin, you have Infamous, you have all these characters, even Days Gone, you know, you have all these amazing characters. Even
if that game came out, you know, right?
That's what I'm saying.
If that was going to come out, right? Or Metal Gear 6, which do you pick?
If it's a Kojima-made Metal Gear 6, probably MGS, right?
Really?
Yeah, but if it's not Kojima, is it really Metal Gear? I don't know. But
well, would you? If it wasn't Kojima?
Not, I don't know. I'd really have to look closely at the game to see if it's worth it.
You can't look at either game.
That's just the worst.
You just got to go off name.
Oh, then I'll go All-Stars, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, sorry, All-Stars is being developed by EA.
Oh, no. What's worse, being developed by EA or Ubisoft? I don't know.
They're both good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Ubi are great. I can't wait for the Spider-Man Ubi game and for Avatar. Two great
games. Is there a Spider-Man Ubi game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming. Are you going to be Watchtowers and Fortresses? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Nah.
Now, what's another game with fortresses and...
Let's see the segue. Go, Dan.
What did you say? Fortresses and towers?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, this game is definitely not going to have fortresses and lock towers.
Good segue.
And that's Sifu.
All I'm saying, Dan, is next segue, do better. Wow. Sifu, getting pushed forward, not back. Coming 2 weeks earlier, now February 8th, it is coming out. So there was a trailer released by the Sifu, YouTube, basically saying we are bringing it forward to Feb 8th, 2022, which was originally being slated at the end of Feb. Do you know what? Do you know why? It's right in between. If they kept the original date, it was right in between Horizon Forbidden West, Elden Ring, Destiny 2 Witch Queen expansion. So it would have been pretty brutal. So I think it's smart, very smart mover. And I'm not saying it's a palate cleanser because I think this will be a phenomenal game, but a perfect way to bring in the Elden Rings, the Horizons, to whet your appetite. Like, I think Sifu is going to do really well. I think critically it's going to do well. Commercially, we have to wait and see. But I think this is going to be really good. I'm excited. Probably going to be the first 2022 game we play, isn't it, Dan? The first new game we'll play in 2022 will be Sifu.
Definitely, yeah. I think so. At this point.
Yeah, nothing's out in January.
I'm definitely playing it. There's no doubt about it. Whether I'll cover it on YouTube is a different story, but I'll play the game because I love what they're doing from what I've seen.
Do you know what game you have covered, Dan? Call of Duty Warzone.
Dude, I had a segue coming. You just ruined it.
What was your segue? Tell me your segue.
No.
Nah.
Okay, I'll give you. Pretend this didn't happen. Ready?
Okay, let's go.
Rewind. Yeah, so it is a real shame, Vike, that Sifu has been pushed forward. But do you know what was pushed back this week?
That was good. That's better.
By a week.
Well done. Yeah.
Warzone has been delayed by 1 week. And would you believe this, Vike? Now it miraculously comes out at the same day as Halo, which I can't believe it, man. It's like they've purposely done that because Halo's dominating the conversation right now.
It is.
Let's be honest.
It is dominating the conversation.
Whether it's dominating sales and player base, I don't know. Mm. Probably not. But Warzone, the map, is coming out December 8th. I'll be playing it. Don't worry. I'll give it a go. Whether I like it or not is a different story. What's the map called?
Pacific.
No, there's another name for the map. I swear.
I'm pretty sure it's just called the Pacific map.
Caldera or something?
Oh, yeah, Caldera. You're right, Caldera.
Yeah. So, sorry, Vika, I made a mistake. It comes out the 9th, but it comes out the 8th if you bought Vanguard,
I think. Right.
Yeah.
The classic move.
Can you wait a day, Vike, or do you have to buy Vanguard?
I've got to buy Vanguard, man. I've got to buy it. But look, I think it's much needed. Once again, I'll always advocate that Call of Duty have done an incredibly lazy and lousy job supporting and sustaining Warzone. The reason why it's done so incredibly well is because it's a bloody damn good game. So much fun. The mechanics are nailed. But in terms of longevity, maps, anti-cheat, in-game events, listening to fan feedback on what UI changes and game changes they want, haven't done a damn thing. So it's finally at least getting around doing something with a new Warzone map, which would be cool. It's got vehicles like aeroplanes now. So can't wait to get precision airstriked by a person.
We played a lot of Warzone this year, Vike, and we played a bit last year. I am like you now. I'm starting to get a little bit over it. And that being said, you know, we put days and days into this game. We got our money's worth.
I would not be surprised if you and I like fall in love with this map and just jump right into it and play it like back when we played it before at that crazy level of like immersion. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't. So
Yeah, you're right.
Now I wonder if the employees staging a walkout after this whole Kodak thing has anything to do with it, or anything with the Wall Street Journal article and that sort of stuff has any impact, whether it's impacted this delay by a week, but not sure.
Do you think we're going to play Warzone a lot? Do you think we're going to play Gotham Knights a lot, Fikarth?
That's interesting, Dan. Do you know why that's interesting? Do you know why that's interesting, Dan?
This is terrible.
Because
we're running out of topics. We're losing the stretch here now.
Do you know why it's interesting? Because the studio is developing another game. That's why, Dan. And basically, this is VGC, Video Games Chronicle, another great source of information. They basically saw that there was a game developer on his LinkedIn. His description was, they're working on an unannounced game, quote, in addition to our current responsibilities on Gotham Knights. There's a few other bit of descriptions here, nothing that really gives it away. What,
so they've got another game?
On. Yeah, but that's what it looks like. So we'll
is
see.
It close, did they say?
No, it doesn't say anything. Just that's the only description, but that means that something's happening. So I don't know. Is it going to be DC related? I don't think so. It's probably some other IP, but... yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but yeah, just something.
You know, you remember the NVIDIA leak?
Yeah.
That's been right, bro.
That has been very correct, yeah. Or it, once, Dan, if Injustice 3 Gods Will Fall, if that gets announced and that's the title, NVIDIA is 100% like true.
But like, you got to take, remember, so I'm stumbling here. For the Sony games, it had Uncharted on there, the Legacy Edition, which has come on.
Correct, yep.
It had Ghost of Tsushima, Ratchet and Clank, Demon's Souls, Returnal, God of War. It didn't have Bloodborne, Spider-Man, or The Last of Us. Very specifically those three games, which lines up, bro, to we know Spider-Man's not coming over because it's Sony.
Why not Bloodborne?
Bloodborne is a... yes, the Bloodborne's interesting. And then Last of Us, which we don't see coming either.
Well, we're gonna see the remaster. So
yeah, and they also got right the GTA remasters. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Now just to reiterate, Crysis 4 is on here. Remember we talked about that?
Hmm.
Titanfall 3 is on here. Tekken 8.
I can't see Titanfall 3 purely because they make so much money on Apex. I don't know.
Death Stranding Director's Cut PC. There's a lot that's coming right. So we'll keep an eye on it. But if we see Injustice 3, that's because it's so specific, the title.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's the title's right, then even if the game's... they've got to be working on Injustice 3, man, if you think about it.
I think they have to be, yeah.
It's always sold well.
Yeah.
It's sold better than MK.
Yeah.
Did it not?
I'm keen for this because I just want to see what the way they improve on Injustice 2 and 1, like the systems they include. So.
Yeah. Now, what do you want to see them improve on in Star Wars Battlefront 3?
Well, this is a bit of a heartbreaking one for me because...
oh, really?
Well, okay, it's heartbreaking and it's not heartbreaking. It's not heartbreaking because EA would have screwed up anyway and they would have released a crap game because there's 0% chance EA would have released a good Battlefront 3. That's actually, no, I'm being harsh because Battlefront 2, they really turned around and did a really good job. So maybe they could have. But known insider Tom Henderson, so this is from PlayStation Lifestyle, claimed that EA has turned down DICE's pitch for Battlefront 3 due to licensing costs. So this is interesting, Dan. I just thought about this. EA is turning down licensing costs to Battlefront. They're turning down the FIFA name for... that was our next news article. That could have been a bloody good segue. Sorry, Dan. I'll keep moving forward. But you know what? So... it's what's sad is like the original Battlefront 3 that came out in the 2000s, that was cancelled, which was meant to be a sequel to 2017's Battlefront 2, which in my opinion, 2017's Battlefront 2 is actually one of the greatest shooters of all time. Hands down, probably my top top two, probably number one, actually, if I really think about the amount of time I put into that game.
Yeah, but obviously nostalgia is a factor.
I wouldn't say nostalgia. I just thought that game was phenomenal. It wasn't 2017, sorry. It was in the 2000s. But 2017's Battlefront 2 is the one that came out really bad, led to a lot of controversy, but they've sort of done a bit of a No Man's Sky a bit and fixed the game and made it really good. They put a lot of work into it. But basically, this is what their insider Tom Henderson said, quote, "It got turned down because it takes 20% more sales to make the same money." That said, EA is currently working on two Star Wars titles, both of which are reportedly story-driven, single-player focused experiences. And they've also said that several key developers from the Battlefront series have left in the past year, including the creative director, the core game designer, the lead hero designer. So they're just sort of like, look, this is very unlikely. They've turned it down, which I understand with all the with all.
So EA turned it down, like, not Star Wars.
No, EA.
After that disaster of 2.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They've turned it around with Battlefront 2.
They've turned it around, but it was a disaster. That's what people remember.
Yeah.
The disaster. They don't remember the turnaround.
But now that they've turned it around, surely they can just bring that into Battlefront 3. Like,
it is a good game now, if you play it now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It is a good game. I've played it recently.
The only thing is there's nothing to tie in. There's no, like, tie-in movie.
Dude, I think Star Wars has been damaged the last 10 years. The brand.
Disney have irreversibly damaged Star Wars property.
You agree? Yeah.
Yep. They've irreversibly damaged it with episodes 8 and 9. Maybe 7 in a way.
It was the accumulation of the games as well and the movies.
Kathleen Kennedy did a really bad job.
And now, yeah. I liked Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One is one of the best. One of the best Star Wars movies, period.
They need to do more of that standalone sort of stuff, maybe.
Well, they tried Solo and that didn't work.
I didn't mind Solo. I liked the ending, what it was alluding to. I don't know. You didn't like Solo, did you?
I didn't watch it. That's how much I didn't like it.
Yeah. Which
sounds oxymoronic, yeah. But...
the trailer,
yeah, and like the reviews and
look, it wasn't.
I saw Darth Maul made a cameo, and I'm like, well, that's not going to pay off because they're not going to do anything with him. He's just going to cameo.
It wasn't a good movie, but I did.
But you know what is good in Star Wars? The Mandalorian, the new Boba Fett show. So I'm so excited for the TV.
But you tell me, Vike,
Ahsoka, an Obi-Wan TV show.
Who developed Star Wars Battlefront 2?
Well, the original or the new one?
The new one.
DICE.
Who's the publisher?
DICE are the developers. I don't know.
No, who's the publisher?
The EA, right?
EA, yeah. So that ties into our next story. EA.
My one was better, man.
Your one was better. Let's go with yours.
So you know, Dan, how EA basically turned down Battlefront due to the licensing costs. Funny story, we've actually got more news on EA turning down licensing costs for FIFA. So this is really interesting. So once again, PlayStation Lifestyle, EA and FIFA continue to lock horns over the license. So some of the interesting stuff that was said here, right? So obviously, you remember FIFA was saying like they're controlling and exploiting the license as soon as EA said we don't want it and FIFA were just trying to pettily response and all this. So David Jackson, who's an EA executive, he had an interview with the Financial Times and here's a few quotes, a few excerpts I want you to mull over, Dan. Basically, we are not certain that we'll move forward with the FIFA as naming rights partner. The name FIFA lives in the minds of many young players around the world, but the series has lost lots of players. EA doesn't see a reason why that would change in the future. And then he goes on to say, we're not naive. Things can change, but we don't foresee major risks so long as we continue to meet player expectations in terms of the value of the entertainment they receive from the products we build. Mm-hmm. So, funnily enough, another tie-in story that I just want to quickly mention before going back to this is FIFA 22. Are giving away free next gen players in Ultimate Team on PS5 and PS4 on the 15th and 14th of 15th of January between the 15th of December and 14th of January. you're going to be rewarded with a free Ultimate Team player, Dan. And
I can't wait.
You know, you get Mbappe, who's probably one of the best soccer players in the world. Is he from
Man U?
He's PSG, pretty sure, with the bloody Avengers in Neymar. And
do you know who the number one most followed?
It's got to be Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know what the funny thing is about this?
On Instagram. I don't know what there is.
The funny thing about this Mbappe, Dan, is the free Mbappe you get is rated 86. But his but his base card is 91. So and this so basically what Push Square have said is if you're looking to be competitive, these cards won't cut it.
It's so ridiculous.
It's they try to sound free and nice, but it really isn't. But yeah, going back to this, I think it's interesting because while I agree with what David Jackson is saying in the way that look, once if we let go of the FIFA, and they've already trademarked EA Sports FC, by the way. They filed the trademark for EA Sports FC.
So you think this is happening next year?
100%. And look, I get what he's saying. We changed to EA Sports FC. No one's going to leave. Everyone who knows FIFA just knows it. They're not that blind. They're going to know. And I agree with him. But what I don't think he's like, or he obviously does foresee it. He's a pretty switched on guy. But what they're not saying here is the fact that the license being free for anyone to take, it, yes, it makes your game cheaper to develop and you're going to keep the fan base. But now the Sharks are coming. Competition is going to come. I tell you, I swear my prediction, Dan, for the year is Take-Two Interactive are going to nab the FIFA license and make FIFA 2K.
But it's a huge risk, though. You don't
FIFA
understand.
2K23. It is a huge
working
risk.
On, they've been working on FIFA for years, refining but the engine.
Let me put it like this.
You know,
people who are getting sick of Ultimate Team, the last few FIFAs.
They don't get sick of the gameplay.
Yes, but Dan, the last few FIFAs have been reviewed pretty bad. A last few, not just the last one, the last few.
It's because they haven't changed the game.
They haven't changed a damn thing. So this fatigue, people are going to be like, FIFA 2K22, well, that's just going to have more casinos and the more of the same thing because 2K, NBA 2K suffers from the same problem.
So you think 2K want every sports game under the 2K bracket?
Yeah, they do. They do. And FIFA 2K is actually a really good
name. You reckon they want to go after Madden as well? Madden 2K?
I don't think they're going for it, but I think if the opportunity presents itself, they'll take it. And this is a bloody golden snitch.
Because all those FIFA license. PGA and golf. What else? Sorry, PGA and NBA. What else do they have under 2K?
There's one more we're not thinking of.
They don't have hockey.
WWE
2K.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, Dan.
Yeah. Okay.
What I'm saying is, okay, 2K or Take-Two might have been a bit reluctant, right?
Mm.
But think about it like this, Dan. This is like the perfect entryway.
Topspin. That should be one. Sorry. Continue.
That's Big Ant. That's Aussie, isn't it?
Well.
Oh, no. That's AO Tennis.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, Dan, is this is a perfect entry point for them to come in because, yes, in the past it might have been like FIFA's too big, but now they can grab the license and this is a way to shed away the competition. Think about it. eFootball topped the sales in digital, free to play for the month of October. They're sniping away the competition. There's a bit of a healthier ecosystem. Bring in this FIFA and I would love to see three seminal soccer games go head-to-head and put EA to work and make them go like, okay, we can't be as egregious anymore. We've got to make these modes a bit more fair and accessible. No one likes a monopoly.
Only put out NBA this year. No other game.
And that was a pretty bad 2K, by the way, as well. So.
2K22. Mm. Not one other game was put out, but I mean.
I feel like Take-Two are the only ones with the money to be able to get that license. You know, I don't know. It's just like, man, I could see it. I could just see it, Dan. I just want my vision to come true. I want competition in these sectors, you know? I want to be able to play. Like, let me put it like this, Dan. FIFA 99, I grew up playing. FIFA 2002, 2004, World Cup 2002.
Guess what I played?
I grew up playing that.
Pro Evo Soccer. That was my game. Pez. On the PS1 and 2.
Now you can play eFootball. Oh, what a name.
I loved it, man. I loved that
Pez,
game.
Pez is good, man. Like,
I never played FIFA till 07, 08.
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting. I just want a good FIFA for me to play. I want a good 2K for me to play. Like,
do you remember when NBA 2K was the underdog?
NBA Live was just too good.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was around 2010?
Yeah, yeah. NBA Live, I think it was Elite or Live 2010.
And then slowly but surely they plugged away.
Mm.
And now look at them. It's 100%. Possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
They plugged away, man. They plugged away to get people like, yeah, this is a better game. And then it just sort of spread. And eventually NBA, what happened to NBA Live? They had one bad egg.
Yeah. And off it went. They sort of just didn't make it anymore.
Man, that's crazy. EA lost all those, like they used to do cricket as well. They got rid of that. They just got rid of any game that's not doing 20 million sales.
Cricket 2002 was so good. Cricket 04.
What about Ricky Ponting, mate?
Ricky Ponting, Shane Warne 99.
Ah, the best one, Cricket 07, mate. Come on.
Nah, Ricky Ponting 05.
Cricket 07. You can't go wrong. Okay.
That's true. That's true.
Cricket 07. All right, mate, that's it for the news. Pretty much. A couple of other things just to check out Mark Cerny.
Yeah, check out his he did a breakdown of the PlayStation, the making of the PlayStation 5. It's on the Wired YouTube channel. Definitely something to check out.
This man is so smart.
Yeah, absolute genius.
He's you and me combined plus
times Kyle. Three
plus Kyle.
Well, Kyle's a bit of a subtraction, but it's times three. No, Kyle's an addition.
I couldn't keep up with what he was saying in the video. This guy's a freak. I love him.
And then there's Black Friday sales coming up, so everyone should definitely check them out. PS Plus memberships discounted. A lot of games are discounted, so check that out.
A lot of PlayStation games. Check it out. No matter what country you're in, Oz, UK, US, a lot of big sales. Check it out. Now, before we go, our favorite segment. Literally.
Ooh, we need Jordan. Favorites. We need Jordan to do the Craig David.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? I can't do it. I'm not going to.
So this week, favorite video game movie.
Yeah, just in relation to Kojima, what is our favorite video game
movie? I got to look it up just to even see. It's definitely not Mortal Kombat. That came out this year.
Okay, Dan. I always wanted to do a review of the Mortal Kombat movie on the podcast.
Well, okay, I know you do. Can you just tell me why you hated it so much? Just quickly.
It was so bad.
Okay.
So bad.
I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't like it. I think I gave it a 5 out of 10.
There was only one cool thing.
Kano.
Josh Lawson saved the entire movie. And there was about 2 seconds of Kung Lao teleporting through a hat, which is awesome. That's all there was. That's all there was.
So you hated the storyline or the handling of the characters?
Storyline was stupid. Handling of the characters was pretty stupid. The way they did Jax, I thought was really stupid.
Are you looking at it from a Mortal Kombat super fan, or are you looking at it from a moviegoer?
I'm looking at it from a fan of Mortal Kombat who knows how good the story can be.
What about a generic moviegoer that doesn't know what Mortal Kombat is? They don't know what it is.
The whole thing about you must have the tattoo to be the chosen one is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. The fact that Jax is like secret special ability is to grow his mechanical arms even more, even though he had his tattoo before he had mechanical arms. So how does that ability make sense? The fact that Kano's laser just come like the powers things, it's so stupid because in Mortal Kombat, Kano has a cyber eye and the cyber initiative is like huge with the Lin Kuei. It's a huge part of the storyline and what a stupid movie. And the new character, I didn't like the original character. It was okay, Cole, but Sub-Zero was cool.
Dude, I'm looking at this list.
Scorpion was.
Of movies. Mm. It's a grim list, man.
Do you think Uncharted with Tom Holland will
be
your
number one?
Yeah, it's going to be number one,
man. It actually is. Okay. I think I've got Tomb Raider at number one.
Let me go through some of them for you, Dan. Let me go through by the lowest Rotten Tomatoes. All right, at a nice 0% is Tekken, the Tekken movie. Alone in the Dark, at 1%, Mortal Kombat Annihilation at 2%, Street Fighter at 5%, Hitman Agent 47, 8%.
Did you ever watch Need for Speed with Aaron Paul?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, that was a
shocker. That was basically just Need for Speed, the run, wasn't it?
It was shocking, man.
Yeah.
It was shocking. Mortal- Even the Ratchet and Clank movie was shocking. Too short.
That was just cutscenes put together from what I saw. But, you know, you've got, what about Tomb Raider, Dan? The Angelina Jolie, what's, mate.
The original. Yeah, that's good. The what's good the ones. Most on Rotten Tomatoes? What game?
Highest is 85%, which is Werewolves Within.
That's a Ubisoft game, the Ubisoft one, which I don't know if I'd count that. Personally, I haven't seen it.
Well, then the next one is Detective Pikachu, which I was going to say that's probably my favorite. I really enjoyed Detective
Pikachu.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Far Cry movie coming out. God,
yeah, I didn't mind Detective Pikachu, actually. Yeah.
Monster Hunter.
Sonic the Hedgehog was all right with Jim Carrey.
Dead or Alive. You've got Tomb Raider.
You got to give it to Sonic. They actually went and fixed the face, which I appreciated.
Yeah, Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'd still give it to I'd give it to Tomb Raider with Alicia Vikander. I didn't mind it.
I'm gonna give it to Detective Pikachu. Now, Dan, we have the Angry Birds movie, Dan. What about that? No. We have some upcoming ones, you know, that are coming up, which we should probably say what we're keen for.
Borderlands
is coming up.
Big cast.
Mm.
And who's directing that? Was it Eli Roth?
I think you could be honest.
Dude, it's got Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm.
It's got a decent cast, man.
Do you know there's an untitled Ghost of Tsushima film? An untitled.
Yeah, they're doing Gears a Ghost of Tsushima film. We reported on that. They're doing a Ghost of Tsushima film.
Metal Gear, Saints Row, Yakuza. There's an untitled Just Dance film.
They're also doing a new Tomb Raider film with Alicia Vikander, a sequel, because at the end, she holds up the two dual worlds.
No way, dude. That's I couldn't believe it.
I can't wait.
That's insane, man.
I can't wait, man. I loved it.
obviously,
Yakuza film. That'd be good. Could be good.
I love there's a Just Dance movie, which is just going to be like Step Up 6.
Untitled. Oh, dude, the Metal Gear with, what's his name?
Oscar Isaac. I forgot about that.
Dude, I'm keen for that. That should be good. He's a good actor. They're looking more promising, but you know.
When we're talking, by the way, we're talking about live action, not like animated. Yeah.
No, animated doesn't count in this. Doesn't count. Although, are there that many animated that are good?
Probably not.
You don't count Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and all that, do you?
Nah.
It's probably just
some underrated gems I really liked that I'd probably say. They're more TV shows, but hey, the Halo Forward Unto Dawn was pretty good. Witcher TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Witcher, you've got Castlevania, you've got some real phenomenal stuff there. So
now predictions. So Vikarth, Battlefield 2042 Metascore.
I'll list out the predictions, what we said. So, Dan, you said 83. Jordan said 87. And I said 81.
And it's 68, so you're the winner, Vic.
What a Metascore.
So you're on 3 points now.
Oh, man. And the Vanguard Metacritic, Dan Allen.
So you easily won that with 81. Jeez.
Yeah. Now the Vanguard Metacritic, Dan said 84. I said 81. And Jordan said 78.
And the winner is Call of Duty Vanguard. Let me look it up.
Wow. Dan, internet is
73.
Buffering. So 73. Jordan wins. It's good to get Jordan a point.
He's not going to get many, so we might as well give him that one.
Very true.
Okay. Dying. What's his name?
Dying
what? Metacritic 78 for Jordan. Beautiful. Mm.
So the next one that'll probably come up is maybe Hogwarts release date from the Game Awards. We've got the Game Awards predictions, Guerrilla's new game, Gotham Knights.
Now, Vic, We'll do one more prediction now before we go off. Sifu Metacritic.
Ooh. I'm going.
You go first.
Yeah, you go first.
No. You go ahead,
man. No, because I need to see if I need to go higher or lower than you.
So do I.
So you go, man.
No, you go, man.
No, you go. I'm going to go around 90. I'm very, very, very optimistic about this game.
Dude, if I go 89, Jordan just goes 88.
and then no matter what, you've lost unless you get it.
So I've got to go 84.
I love how even though I went first, you were still disadvantaged.
I was going to go 85. I've gone 84.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now I'm changing it. 86.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Speaking of change, Dan. You wanted to change another prediction about the Far Cry villain?
Yeah. So I'm changing from Joaquin Phoenix to...
It's actually pronounced Joaquin Phoenix.
What are you talking about?
Who are you changing it to?
I'm changing it to Christoph Waltz.
Oh.
Ooh. Which is probably even worse of a pick.
Well, neither of them are going to be picked, so...
And you're still keeping Angela Bassett.
What about Henry Cavill?
I think for Far Cry, I don't know. I just see them doing something with the Vaas, or because Vaas is alive now. Spoilers.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, I'm interviewing him in
I'm so excited. I love Vaas, man. He's so good.
What do you want me to tell him?
Ask him, can you tell him, can he tell you what the definition of insanity is? Just ask him.
Man, he's never been asked that ever. Such an original question.
It is, man.
All right. I'll tell him that Vike thinks Vaas coming back is pretty shit and he hates Far Cry 6.
Tell him that Vaas is up there in one of the greatest video game villains of all time, in my opinion. And I know that sounds overblown because he was only in the game for 20 minutes and it might be overrated, but I personally think he is. And one of the most memorable for sure. I wanted Vaas back since Far Cry 3, like Far Cry 4, Blood Dragon, Primal, whatever, crap, Far Cry 5. Now they're bringing him back. It's too little, it's too late. And the DLC was pretty bad. So I don't know. If Far Cry 7, he's like back as a main villain, the way Far Cry's gone down in the dirt, I just don't see it being that good. But we'll see what happens.
Down in the dirt. Come on, mate.
It was not a good game.
It's one of the best-selling games of the year. Come on.
It's not a good game, mate.
Yes, it is. You said you enjoyed it.
Do you know what else is one of the best-selling games of all year, Dan?
The end of this podcast. Thanks for watching, guys. I appreciate it. You can slap a like on the YouTube
and we
video.
Will see.
Have a YouTube. You? So thank you very much. Blame. And make sure you follow Vikarth on all his socials, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest. What else, Vikarth?
Tumblr,
LinkedIn, Facebook, Vine, TikTok.
Dude, I resurrect
MySpace.
MySpace.
Follow him on play. You can follow people on PlayStation, can't you? Follow him on PlayStation, and make sure find out where he lives. Track him down. Contact his boss. Contact his girlfriend. Everything.
Just... If you track me down, we'll go to a cafe. We'll have some coffee, and I will talk to you 1 hour straight about the next All Stars and why they should
and
make
you can't
it.
Talk.
And
time.
You're not allowed to talk.
You've just got to listen.
Yeah.
And you've got to pay for the... And you're just going to get free lunches.
Good.
For the next year, Mike.
Spread the word.
All right, guys. See you.
Later.